Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If today's reading had come 1 week earlier, then the Holy Gospel for today would have been proclaimed on Father's Day. That would have made, I think, for some interesting sermons. That on that day set aside to honor earthly fathers, we would have heard Jesus say, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace but a sword, for I have come to set a man against his father." And then we would have heard even more, "And a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and the person's enemies will be those of his own household." Happy Father's Day. This is not the kind of Jesus many people are used to hearing about, or that many people even want. These are shocking words that perhaps make us uncomfortable, which is why they're good. These words today challenge us, make us think, and force us to consider, what is your faith all about? And as we start into the long green Pentecost season today, with its focus on growing in the Christian faith and life, these words set the tone for us. The Christian life may not always be what we think, and it surely will not always be easy. For Jesus is the Prince of Peace who comes with a sword. Now, to be clear, Jesus is not anti-family. Families were his idea, beginning with the creation of Adam and Eve and his command to them to be fruitful and multiply. Families are gifts from God, protected by no less than 3 of the 10 commandments. That would be the 4th, the 6th, and the 10th, if you're wondering. But the question is, what comes first? Family or the Word of God? It would be wonderful if that choice didn't have to be made. And if that's true about your family, consider yourself blessed. It would be wonderful also if we could speak the truth of God's Word with our family and remain family. But so often that's not the case. God's Word is a sword that divides. And so instead of speaking the truth, we compromise. We remain silent to keep peace in the family. It isn't right, we know, but it's easier. Maybe another time. But another time never seems to come. And then what does Jesus say? "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." And we know we're not worthy. Not even a little. The cross is hard. It's dangerous. And it's scary. Oh, we make a good show of it here in church where it's safe. We sing our hymns like "Lift High the Cross" and confess our creeds and vow to be faithful even unto death. But then we walk out those doors and what happens? What happens? Jesus is the Prince of Peace who comes with a sword. A sword that, if you're like me, is piercing your heart right now. That's good. Repent. Just as doctors use scalpels and cut in order to heal, so the Word of God cuts in order to heal. And so Jesus cuts in order to heal. He exposes the sin to then heal the sin with His forgiveness. For He is here to make the unworthy worthy and to give you peace. Not peace with the world, but peace with God. That though your family relationships are important, you not find your life in them, but in here, in Christ, in His death and resurrection that gives you life now and life forever. For in truth, the sword that now pierces you first came down upon Jesus on the cross. It came down upon Him because all your unworthiness, all your compromise, all your silence, all your paralyzing fear, all your sin, He took upon Himself to bear its penalty for you in your place, to set you free and give you life, freedom and life that are found only in Him. Now you know that. You know that. And still it's hard, isn't it? It was hard for the prophet Jeremiah to faithfully speak the word of God. Other prophets were telling the people what they wanted to hear and proclaiming peace and prosperity and the return of the sacred vessels from Babylon. And they didn't like old Jeremiah and his words very much. And they let him know it. St. Paul also, we heard, could not free himself from the grip of sin that plagued him every day. And for us too. Every day is a battle against the sin and fear and unbelief that lives in our hearts that tell us that Jesus and His Word aren't enough. That we cannot quite let go of the world. That we cannot let go of our lives. But listen to what St. Paul said about this. About this everyday battle that we face. He said, "Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to Him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God." Paul speaks there of a new and different reality that came to be in your baptism, where you were joined with Christ in His death and resurrection. That in baptism, you die and belong to another. That in baptism, you die to the law and its condemnation. You die to that sin that you cannot let go of. You die to sin and its power. You die with Christ and be raised with Him. That set free from sin, you belong to Him and live in Him. Now, Paul doesn't mention baptism in any of these verses that we heard today, but he's been talking about it this way all through the previous chapter. And so those who heard this letter knew that this is what he was talking about. the baptismal life. That baptism is dying and rising with Christ. That baptism is receiving a new life in Christ. That baptism is your new birth into the family of God. The family of God. You see, that's the key to understanding these verses of the Holy Gospel today. By virtue of your baptism into Christ, there's a new family to which you belong. A new family which transcends the bounds of time and space. A new family that will not last just for a time, but for eternity. So even though the world will tell you that blood is thicker than water, that our earthly family relationships create a kind of bond that should not be broken by the things of this world that are, by comparison, like water. What Jesus is teaching us here today is exactly the opposite. That in Him, water is thicker than blood. The water and word of holy baptism creates a bond that is greater than any other on earth. Not just a bond that we have with each other, but a bond that we have with each other by virtue of our being united in Christ. It is Christ that holds us together. Christ who gives us hope. Christ who by His blood gives power to this water. Christ who makes us all brothers and sisters and children of our Heavenly Father in Him. And so in Christ we have a family and life we cannot lose. Not because we're so great or because we won't have any strife or disagreements in the church. There will be. We're still sinners. But because we are united in the One who is greater than our sin, who gave His life to give us life. And so it is exactly in losing your life in baptism, losing your life in repentance, losing your life in service, losing your life in Christ, that you find a life that is even greater. A life that truly has no end. Again, all of which to say, it's not that our earthly families aren't important. They are. But since we've just had two marriages this past month, maybe an example from them would help us understand this a little better. For at marriages, sometimes it's said you're not losing a son, but gaining a daughter. Well, by faith, that's what happens here. In Christ, we're not losing our earthly families, but gaining a new family. And so we have not just an earthly father, but now also a heavenly father, and also many fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, grandparents, grandchildren. Time may take away our earthly families. Space may separate us, and the Word of God may divide us. But look at how richly God has rewarded those who abide in the truth of His Word. With a family that does not compete against Him for love and loyalty, but which is created by those very things. With a family that does not depend on us to keep it together, but one which He keeps together. For that which God brings together, He will keep together. Together in Him. United through baptism, bound together by His Word, strengthened in His forgiveness, and fed by the body and blood of the very Son of God. The Son of God in whom we are sons of God. That's why Jesus ends these words as he does, by talking about receiving his apostles, prophets, righteous ones, his children. These are those who speak his life-giving, family-creating word. These are those who belong to Christ and are our family of faith. To receive them is to receive Christ and his word. His word by which we are born again from above and given faith, are kept in that faith, and given the reward of that faith, the gift of eternal life. And it's also why we put our baptismal font front and center in the church. For it is the font, front, and center of our lives. We put it here so that you can't look at the altar or the cross without also looking at it. We put it here so that you can't come to the altar without passing it. So that it reminds you that this is why you're here. Because water is thicker than blood. That no matter what happens in this world, no matter the divisions and struggles, no matter the sin and death, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. He has claimed you as his own, and you are his, born again into his family. Or as St. John would later proclaim, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. That is what you are. So this reading for today, though hard, it's really a good reading to begin this Pentecost season and set the tone. For it reminds us of who we are in Christ. To remind us that even though Father's Day was last week, baptized into Christ, every day is our Heavenly Father's Day. Another day lived in his grace, in his love, in his forgiveness, in his care. Every day, another day, as his sons and daughters in Christ. Which may bring struggles and challenges and divisions and will certainly bring failures. But will also bring great blessing. For your Heavenly Father is always blessing. It may not always feel like it or seem like it, but the sword cuts in order to heal. And so it is. And it is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.